Mobile marketing. Smartphone penetration. As you can see from the graph, Australia, the UK, Sweden, Norway, Saudi Arabia, and UAE each have more than 50% of their population on smartphones. An additional 7 countries, the US, New Zealand, Denmark, Ireland, Netherlands, Spain, and Switzerland, now have greater than 40% smartphone penetration. In the US, 80% of smartphone owners say they don't leave home without their device, and 1 in 3 would even give up their TV before their mobile devices. The graph shows the internet usage on smartphones. Just look at the number of daily online sessions on a smartphone. More than 60% of smartphone users in Denmark, the UAE, and Sweden access internet multiple times a day. More than 50% of smartphone users in Australia, Austria, Canada, Ireland, Netherlands, Saudi Arabia, the UK, and US access internet multiple times in a day. All of the shown countries are above 40% mark, which means at least 40% of users access internet multiple times a day on their phones. The next graph shows the internet usage of smartphones versus computers. Although for most of the countries, more than 60% of the users use their computers to access internet multiple times a day, but this number is just a little ahead of the smartphone usage to access the internet. Moreover, in some countries, like the UK and Saudi Arabia, internet access on smartphones has become more as compared to internet access through computers. Here's the future expected internet usage on a smartphone. In most of the countries, more than 25% of users expect to increase their internet usage on smartphones, whereas in most of the countries, only less than 10% users expect to lessen their internet usage on smartphones. This next graph shows the browsing satisfaction on smartphones. More than 35% of users in most countries are satisfied with browsing on smartphones, whereas only less than 10% of users in most countries are dissatisfied with browsing on smartphones. Only Sweden and France seem to have high dissatisfaction rates. 15 to 30% of users are completely satisfied with their browsing experience on smartphones, whereas only less than 5% of users are completely dissatisfied in most of the cases. As this graph shows, here are some of the general activities that take place on a smartphone. More than 50% of users in almost all countries do a product search on their smartphones. 25 to 35% of users make a purchase through their smartphones. 65 to 70% of users make general searches on their smartphones. And nearly 8 to 30% of users make use of online or mobile coupons. A survey by Web.com released the results of its Small Business Mobile Survey in May 2012. This survey was conducted among 500 small business owners. While 60% of small businesses surveyed had a website, only 26% have a mobile-friendly website, the same layout and content as standard site adjusted to suit your smartphone screen, while an even smaller percentage, 14%, of small business owners have a standalone mobile website, the content and layout designed specifically for mobile purposes. Small business owners indicated the following as their top three motivations to invest in mobile marketing. Provide better service to existing customers came in at 38%. 36% wanted to attract more local customers, and 34% wanted to gain a competitive advantage. But there are some hurdles in implementing mobile marketing. Time and resource limitations prevent small businesses from entertaining new solutions to market themselves. 64% of small business owners surveyed expressed an intention to increase their mobile investments this year, with only 33% indicating that their mobile spend this year will remain the same as last year. Mobile search leads to purchase. Out of the 500 small business owners surveyed, 14% have a standalone mobile website, of which 84% indicated that they've seen an increase in new business activity due to their mobile marketing efforts. These next few graphs show the increasing share of mobile devices in web traffic. In the US, 7.96% of all web traffic comes from mobile devices, according to data from StatCounter. In Asia, mobile traffic climbed from 6.1% to 17.84% between 2010 and 2012. That's an increase of 192%. The percentage of mobile web traffic in Africa climbed from 5.81% to 14.85% between 2010 and 2012, an increase of 156%. Every region saw increased mobile traffic, with South America falling in last place with 2.86%. Some countries have already passed 50% of web traffic coming from mobiles. There was a case study at the Los Angeles County Fair. Heels.co.uk is a furniture and interior e-commerce store. Heels.co.uk was experiencing an increased mobile traffic to their site. About 15% of their traffic was coming from mobile devices, so they decided to switch to a mobile-optimized website as they felt it important to give their customers using smartphones a better, faster, and easier shopping experience. New Look increased sales by 45% after launching a mobile site. New Look is a fashion retailer who launched their mobile website in April 2012. The retailer claimed mobile sales increased 500% year-on-year, with a 60% increase in orders and 45% increase in sales between April and July 2011. "We've seen some incredible results since going live with our mobile internet site in April, totally exceeding initial key performance indicators," said Dom McBrien, multi-channel director at New Look. Gap triples online conversions with mobile. Specialty retailer Gap Inc. claims that the increase in shopping on its mobile site is one of the major reasons why it's tripled its online conversions. Gap pointed out that online conversion rate lifts can also be attributed to the company's new mobile commerce platform. Mobile is growing. According to Deloitte, mobile influenced factor, or effect of smartphones on in-store sales, on retail purchases will increase to $689 billion, or 19% of total store sales, by 2016. Up from the current influence factor of $159 billion, or 5.1% of sales.